Congressman Bill Owens and his opponent, Republican Matt Doheny, are locked in a neck-and-neck rematch race for the 21st Congressional District in the North Country. This week, Owens campaigned at a gathering of senior citizens in Messina called Seniorama. And as David Summerstein reports, Owens is trying to make Medicare a major issue in the race.
Danny Klebes and his band churn out the golden hits in the St. Lawrence Center Mall Arena. Senior citizens wander aisles of tables where you can get anything from free cholesterol screenings to scented candles to fitness programs for the elderly. Almost every political candidate has a table here at Seniorama, mainly manned by staffers. Republican Matt Doheny's wife is working the room. Congressman Bill Owens came himself.
Hi, how are you? Bill Owens. Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Owens is a low-key campaigner. He's gentlemanly in a sports coat, tie, and khaki slacks. He shakes hands and listens, then moves on. But afterwards, when I ask him what concerns he heard from seniors, Owens is on message.
Principally what people were saying to me was, don't cut Medicare.
Ever since Paul Ryan jumped into the presidential race as Mitt Romney's choice for vice president, Democrats nationally and Owens regionally have been trying to make Ryan's proposal to turn Medicare into a voucher system a major issue.
I indicated to them that I thought it was a cost-shifting measure, not a cost-reduction measure, meaning that you're pushing the cost to seniors. You're not actually reducing what Medicare is spending. And my view is we should be focused on reducing what Medicare is spending and also trying to get better health care outcomes for seniors.
Owens has voted to reduce the amount of future growth in Medicare by more than $700 billion. That was a part of President Obama's health care law. Paul Ryan also used that $700 billion in savings in his budget plan. Owens' challenger, Republican Matt Doheny, has said he doesn't support Obama's health care plan or Ryan's Medicare voucher plan. But he's yet to say what he would do with Medicare, despite repeated media requests for policy details. Doheny spokesman Jude Seymour says those details will come later in the campaign. In a written statement, Seymour said Doheny, quote, believes in keeping our promise to current beneficiaries and soon-to-be recipients while working toward a strong, secure future for Medicare. The Owens campaign has seized on those generalities, even making a website with a Doheny Medicare countdown clock, showing how much time has passed since the Republican launched his campaign without Medicare specifics. People here are divided over the new health care law, mostly along party lines, like the candidates themselves. Democrat Carol Gladding of Norwood says it's a step in the right direction.
I think it has a good idea, but without the backing of the whole Congress, it's not going to be effective. So I'm hoping they can come up with some kind of compromise.
Nancy Miller of Brazier Falls is a Republican.
I don't think it should be shoved down our throats, which it was. We voted for change 4 years ago, but we don't like the change we got.
Congress's approval rating is mired in all-time lows. Democrat Bill Owens will have to fight that perception to keep his seat, especially in a district where there are more registered Republicans. Owens says he's upset with Congress, too.
I'm working towards trying to bring people together for compromise and to get things done that are in the interest of the district.
It's that message that Owens will need to resonate with voters, especially senior citizens, for him to keep his seat come November. For WRVO, I'm David Summerstein in Messina.